The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound the trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who is in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Good evening, and please be seated. So, what's going on? I just read to you that Jesus doesn't want us to act like hypocrites, to make our faces dirty, to look sad or depressed. And in a little while, we're going to put some ashes on your forehead, and we're going to make you look like you're sad. And the question is that an act of piety? I don't think it's an act of piety, although you can make it look like it's an act of piety. Some people do receive ashes, and they do walk around, and they never really go to church. In fact, when I worked in the prison system and I would go around doing the service, I would get hundreds of guys who would come up getting ashes, including some Jewish guys and some Muslim guys, because they wanted it all to look alike. And so it wasn't anything about piety. It was about just a sign that they were doing. And so today, it pays for us to try and understand what Jesus meant when he was criticizing the acting out of some of the people there. For he's not criticizing the alms, he's not criticizing the prayer, he's not criticizing the fasting. What he's indeed criticizing is the motive by which, and the mode and the intention that one had in doing these things. He says, don't do it for the sake of others, because if you do, your reward is already given to you. We know that the word hypocrite means that there are people who play a particular part in the presence of others in order to get attention. A person may act as though they're very, very, very sick because they need attention. Or somebody may act as though they're so popular or they're so intelligent because they want to get attention, because they receive the attention and affirmation from the people in front of them. And this is the temptation that Jesus is trying to get us to move away from. Because if you look to somebody else for the sake of affirmation and somebody else for the sake of real authentication, what you're doing is you're not looking to God instead of that. You're putting the ownership of somebody's authenticating you in somebody else's hands. And so Jesus warns his disciples, and he's warning all of us, why do you do things? Do you do it for the sake of somebody else's approval or disapproval? There are things that we do, of course, that are very important, that we do because we want somebody to know that we're doing a good job, or we want our parents to be happy with what we're doing. But if that's the only motive behind what you're doing, this is where Jesus' criticism comes in. Because you've got to know that it is God and God alone that watches everything you do, and it's the intention of what you do that God measures, that God really cares about. And so we ask the question, how many things do we do in our daily life that is only for superficial reasons? Because we have to do them, because we think we have to do them, or because they may gain us some favor, or because they may gain us a sense of importance and position where we are. And Jesus wants us to think that in the relationship with God, this doesn't matter, because God will see the intentions of your heart. Just this last Sunday, we had a wonderful presentation by Chris, who was talking to us about the Book of Common Prayer. And he mentioned that in the Book of Common Prayer, there was something that came out of the book. And that was that there's faith, and then there is the expression of that faith. Do you remember that, those who attended on Sunday? There's faith, and there's the action, or the deeds of faith. Now, the important thing is, it's the deeds have their characteristic and importance. But if you don't have the follow-through, if you don't have the importance, if you don't have the dedication of heart to what you're doing, then why do it? Why make a cup of coffee for your wife and bring it to her and act as though you're caring about her so much when you don't want to do that? Right? Or why do an act of charity when you don't have your heart set in doing that? Or why go and pray when you don't feel that you have opened your heart and that you feel ready to pray to God? You see, we do a lot of things because we put the onus of importance on somebody else. Remember, God is a jealous God, and He wants no other God before Him. So God says, I see everything you do, so do and live your life as though I am the first in your life, that I watch everything you do, that I care about everything you say and every action that you do. And so today we're going to receive an ash. We're going to receive an ash, and it could be used as a sign of piety because people do that. There are people that go outside and they do the ashes, and I have no issue with that. But I just wonder if they get an opportunity to tell them what these ashes mean. Because instead of being an act of piety, they are a symbol of our mortality. They are a symbol about our transience in life and our impermanence in this world. When we put them on, they say, from ashes you came, into ash you return. That should be something that wakes you up to the reality of your being. And if you're playing at a game at life by trying to persuade other people that you're something you're not, this may be the wake-up call for us to see that life is too serious, that things are too impermanent, that life is such a fleeting reality that we've got to wake up to the importance of what we do and what we feel when we do it. There's a Jewish word called kavana for that. It's the service of the heart. It's the intention of all that you do. It's a centered act that is equivalent to a sacrament, that you are embodying all that you believe, all that you hope for, all that you expect in God. You do that act. It is a sacramental act. It is a sacramental act to raise up and kiss your child in the morning. It's a sacramental act to make a cup of coffee for your wife. Remember that, guys. Okay? It's a sacramental act when the wife puts breakfast before her husband on the table. This is an act of love. Or when she washes the dishes. There was a woman who was washing dishes, and she said, holy order is performed 3 times a day. Because she washed dishes, right? But we've got to remember that everything that we do for the sake of the other person that we love and care is almost a sacramental act. And if you don't do it with that sense of devotion and love, why bother? How many times have you talked to somebody and you felt as though you were sharing some part of yourself, and then you walked away and you said to yourself, I don't think he got me. I don't think he got anything I said. I don't even think that guy was listening. I don't even know if he was in the room. Well, maybe he might have been thinking about what's coming for lunch or next week's, you know, retreat or something, because he wasn't there. But yet, when you do speak to somebody and they're right there with you, you know you have been authenticated. You know that you have been affirmed in who you are, because that person has allowed you their presence and has elicited yours. And isn't that what we look for with God? And so Jesus is trying to get them to not fall for the temptation of doing it for others, but do it for God in secret, and God will reward you. You know what the reward will be? The reward is that you will be in your skin. The reward will be that you know who you are. The reward will be that you feel real in your world and that you have been seen by God. Maybe that's the whole point, isn't it? Maybe we need to be seen because we need to feel authenticated in our existence. We need to feel like we're somebody. Don't we live in a world that there's so many people around that we feel like a number, or we just feel like a consumer, or we feel like a nothing in the presence of so many people? But when God looks at you, God sees you, and His vision of you authenticates and makes you real. Because it's not about just doing something, it's about being made real, because you matter. You matter in the eyes of God. And He wants you to remember that no matter what you do, doing a dish, cleaning something, helping somebody along, cleaning a refrigerator, setting up a desk, doing anything, these are the things that matter. Because these are the ways you express your love. These are the ways that you express your humanity. These are the ways that you embody and embolden the world. So Jesus says today, whenever you do these things, because these things were done all the time, prayer, fasting, and the giving alms were normal things that every Jew did. But he says, whenever you do them, don't do them for the sake of another person. Don't do it for the sake of the rewards, you know, the clanging and the cymbal. Oh, look, he put $5 in the box. Or look how much he prays. Look how much he loves God. These are the things that God is asking you not to do, because they're a waste of time as far as he's concerned. You have received your reward. Now the question is, where do you want your reward to come from? Do you want your old buddy in the corner to give you a reward? He'll give you that. I'd rather have God's reward. I'd rather have God's affirmation. I'd rather have God say, you matter. I'd rather have God tell me that what I do is important. And your life matters in everything you do. No matter how small it is, no matter how big it is, no matter how important or unimportant, everything you do matters. But do it with the heart. Do it with your sense of reality. Do it with a sense of awareness. We won't be around forever. What you do matters. You know the idea of chaos theory? I don't know where that's coming from. I just popped in my mind. You know chaos theory, right? There's this theory that says everything is going to go crazy. So the little butterfly that is in Japan flapping its little wings is going to create some kind of storm somewhere in the future that's going to get us all. That's chaos theory. Everything that something does, it goes into that. Why not think that everything that you do matters and creates a better world and enriches us all? And lifts us all from our poverty and from our deprivation. So today, remember that God is asking you, do what you do, but do it with awareness. The Chinese will call it mindfulness. We call it right spirit. Do it with that right spirit. And that's the connection that you get with God, because you know that He knows, that you know that He knows. You know? Amen.